From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. New pattern of health worker distribution needed. Indonesian Tourism Minister Sandiaga Uno appreciates 11 airlines for opening direct flights to Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked his ranks to prepare alternative patterns for health workers' distribution so they are uniformly spread across Indonesia. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, Minister for Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Azwar Anas conveyed this information after attending a limited meeting on the health bill with President Widodo at Jakarta Presidential Palace on Monday. He further said at the meeting the government discussed issues related to the medical sector, for example, issues regarding the distribution of doctors and health workers. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, has given his appreciation to 11 airlines that opened direct flights to Indonesia. The 11 airlines are Garuda Indonesia, KLM Royal, Emirates, Etihad, Lion, Mentari Airlines, KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, Emirates, Etihad Airways, Lion Mentari Airlines, Saudi Airlines, Qatar Airways, Turkish Airlines, Oman Air, and Ethiopian Airlines. Minister Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno on Monday in Jakarta pointed out the opening of direct flights by the 11 airlines is expected to boost economic recovery and create jobs.
Ini tentunya kita harapkan seiring dengan langkah.
The Indonesian government hopes this is in line with the economic and tourism recovery steps, as well as the creation of opportunities for 4.4 million jobs in 2024. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno also conveyed the 11 airlines come from 7 countries, namely the Netherlands, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Turkey, and Ethiopia. The airlines opened return flights to 4 cities in Indonesia, namely Jakarta, Medan, Denpasar, and Makassar. Still from the Indonesian government that will impose restrictions on textile products imports to follow up on Indonesian Textile Association's report that unrecorded imports of textile products reach 31%. This was conveyed by Cooperatives and Small-Medium Enterprises Minister Teten Mas Duki during a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, as reported by Antara State News Agency. He noted Small-Medium Enterprises Ministry and Trade Ministry aim to protect the domestic market that has so far been supported by the micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. However, it has been disrupted by the number of unrecorded imports that account for 31% of clothing, including illegal used clothing. The last national news comes from Aceh police that evacuated as many as 184 Rohingya refugees stranded in Kuala Matang, Pelawi, East Aceh, Sumatra Island, Indonesia, after being forced off the ship on Monday. As reported by Antara State News Agency, Head of Local People, Supriyadi, reported, out of 184 refugees, 94 were men, 70 were women, and 20 were children. Supriyadi noted that according to a Malay-speaking refugee, they were forced off the ship in the middle of the sea, so they had to swim ashore. Some villagers then found them and reported the incident to the Perulak police. Police officers then rushed to the location and evacuated them to take shelter at a local mosque complex. Now we move to the international news. United States Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday pledged more than $100 million in U.S. assistance to Ghana and stressed that U.S. interests in African nations extend beyond competing with China. On the first full day of her week-long tour of the continent, as reported by VOA.com, according to Harris on Monday, the U.S. will commit more than $139 million in assistance, most of which will support conflict prevention in the Sahel region, where Islamist extremists have expanded their footprint. The General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, condemned in the most vigorous terms the suicide bombing that shook on Monday, March 27, 2023, a heavily fortified street in Kabul, Afghanistan, housing several government buildings, including Afghanistan's foreign ministry. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, in its press statement received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, stated, the death toll from the heavy suicide explosion, the second such attack targeting the Afghan foreign ministry in the past few months, has reportedly risen to multiple casualties and dozens of people wounded. The OIC General Secretariat remains as gravely concerned as it has ever been about the intermittent violence targeting civilian facilities and people across Afghanistan. We end the news with realizing UN Sustainable Development Goals is an important part of all of Vietnam's national and sectoral strategies and policies. At a workshop last weekend on the voluntary national review of its implementation of SDGs, Vietnam continued its commitments to strong and steadfast cooperation with international friends to realize the SDGs toward a sustainable, inclusive, and prosperous world for all. As reported by VOVworld.vn, 2023 marks halfway points in implementing the SDGs and Vietnam's fifth year of national voluntary review. To share the results, difficulties, and lessons learned in implementing SDGs, Vietnam applied to the UN and won approval to be one of 42 countries presenting a voluntary national review in July 2023. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
good news for Indonesian tourism. After a number of foreign airlines opened direct routes to several cities in Indonesia in the middle of last year, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, announced that 11 airlines from various countries had officially opened direct routes to Indonesia. This is certainly very good news in bringing foreign tourists coming to the country. In a weekly press brief with Sandi Uno virtually on Monday, he congratulated the 11 airlines that had opened direct flights routes from 7 countries to Indonesia, namely Netherlands, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Turkey, and Ethiopia through 4 cities in Indonesia, namely Jakarta, Medan, Denpasar, and Makassar. Publications from the International Civil Aviation Organizations show that in 2020, the global air transport market dropped by 60% compared to 2019. The International Air Transport Association projected that in June 2020, airlines' losses reached collectively $84.3 billion a year, worse than losing $30 billion during 2008 and 2009 financial crisis. The decline in the aviation business due to the closure of international flight routes automatically resulted in a decrease in the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia. Since February 2020, the number of foreign tourists entering Indonesia has decreased drastically, and the peak occurred in April 2020 with only 158,000 tourists, according to data in 2021 tourism trends books published by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. In total, throughout 2020, the number of foreign tourists entering Indonesia reached only 4,052 million people. This, of course, had an impact on state revenue in the tourism sector. Besides, the decrease in the number of passengers also resulted in flight cancellations, so that many airlines had to carry out massive layoffs or even go bankrupt. Along with the recovery of the work conditions after the pandemic, the aviation and tourism industries have also begun to stretch by reopening flight routes between countries which were originally closed due to the pandemic. Hopefully, the opening of more international flight routes to Indonesia will restore Indonesia's tourism sector and can create opportunities for 4.4 million jobs in 2024, as targeted by the Indonesian government.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 28 March 1981, Garuda DC-9 Woyla was hijacked by terrorists. The Jakarta-Medan route flight was controlled by a group calling itself Komando Jihad. The plane with 84 passengers was hijacked and then flown to Bangkok. Troops from the Sandiyuda Command Troops led by Infantry Lieutenant Colonel Sintong Panjaitan carried out a rescue operation on March 31, 1981. 4 terrorists were shot dead and 1 terrorist, Imran bin Muhammad Zain, was arrested and later sentenced to death. This hijacking was recorded as the first act of terrorism and to date is the only one in history of an Indonesian airline. Next, March 28, 2005, Nias Island and surroundings were hit by a devastating earthquake. The earthquake, which occurred on March 28, 2005, 23:09 local time, was centered to the west of the Banyak Islands between Nias and Simele Islands. This earthquake has resulted in the loss of life of more than 1,000 people and more than 2,300 were injured on Nias Island. Meanwhile, in Simele, 18 people died. Thank you.
end today in history with March 28, 2006, the first face transplant surgery in Indonesia. In Indonesia, the first face transplant was performed on 28 March 2006 on a patient named Siti Nurjazila, 22 years old at the time, who suffered facial disfigurement due to being attacked with acid. The team of doctors who performed this surgery were a team of doctors from Dr. Sutomo General Hospital, Surabaya. The team was led by Dr. Muhammad Saifuddin Nur, and it consisted of 42 doctors. They did the operation for 42 hours. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is entitled Garuda Indonesia officially opens Surabaya-Singapore route. The national airline Garuda Indonesia officially operates direct international flights for the Surabaya-Singapore round-trip route per Sunday. Quoting a report from Antara News Agency on Sunday, Garuda Indonesia President Director Irfan Setiaputra conveyed in an official statement that the operation of the Surabaya-Singapore direct flight route is expected to be able to provide a variety of choices for direct flights to various leading destinations in Indonesia. Apart from that, it can also contribute to the economic recovery of Surabaya and the surrounding cities through safe and comfortable flight services. The Surabaya-Singapore flight route, the first direct international flight at the Surabaya hub, serves 5 flights per week with the B737-800NG fleet, which has a capacity of 12 business class passengers and 150 economy class passengers. The Surabaya-Singapore flight is served with GA-855 and depart from Juanda International Airport, Surabaya at 7:30 Western Indonesian Time AM and will arrive at Changi International Airport, Singapore at 10:50 local time AM. While the Singapore-Surabaya flight is served with GA-855 and depart from Changi International Airport at 19:20 local time and arrives in Surabaya at 20:50 Western Indonesia time. Irfan Setiaputra also hopes that the reservice of this flight route will also be able to contribute to the need of cargo shipments, especially various superior products from East Java. By serving this flight route, Garuda Indonesia will serve at least 37 flights from Singapore every week to 3 major cities in Indonesia, namely Jakarta, which serves 27 times per week, Surabaya 5 times per week, and Denpasar 5 times per week. Previously, as quoted by Kompas.com, Garuda Indonesia opened regular international flights to Bali in early March. The flight service is operated via the Narita, Japan, and Denpasar, Bali route with an 8330-300 fleet. At this initial stage, the Narita Denpasar flight serves passengers who already have business and public visas which meet other travel criteria. This is in accordance with the provisions of international travel that apply in Indonesia. Narita Denpasar route flights are served once every week on Thursdays. This route flies with flight number GA881, which depart from Narita International Airport at 9:15 a.m. Japan at 9:15 Japan time and arrives at I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport Denpasar at 16th Central Indonesian time. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Ketika kau ceritakan tentang dia dengan wajahmu yang begitu ceria, taukah dirimu kalau diriku ini I don't like it that even just a chat. Tahu diriku memang tak sempurna. Lihatlah diriku yang apa adanya, yang mencintaimu setulus hatiku. You are my heartbeat, you are my heartbeat. Ku coba tuh tidak cemburu padanya, namun ku tak bisa menahannya. Aku tak tahu harus bagaimana untuk menyatakannya padamu, kalau aku cemburu, dapatkah kau mengerti apa yang ku rasa? Aduh, I'm breathless, I'm jealous, because you were my diriku yang apa adanya, yang mencintaimu sepenuh hatiku. You are my heartbeat, you are my heartbeat. Ku coba tuh tidak cemburu padanya, namun ku tak bisa menahannya. Aku tak tahu harus bagaimana untuk mengatakannya kepadamu. Kalau aku cemburu, dapatkah kau mengerti apa yang ku rasa?
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, people in the city of Palu, Central Sulawesi Province, Indonesia, have a special menu to break the fast, namely utakelo. Kelo in the language of Kaili tribe, which is one of tribes in Central Sulawesi, means moringa leaves. Just like its name, utakelo is a vegetable with moringa leaves as the main ingredient. Moringa leaves are easy to find in villages, Kaili tribe settlement indeed. They usually plant moringa as house barrier. Utakelo is also cooked using coconut milk and given some additional ingredients such as yang saba bananas or pisang kapok, purple eggplant, and dried ebi shrimp. The type of moringa leaves that are good for cooking are the young ones. They are soft and not bitter. Listener, this vegetable is tasty and delicious. Utakelo is a little spicy too because it is added with thinly sliced green bird's eye chili. Utakelo is more delicious eaten with rice or corn, boiled yams plus sambal rice anchovies chili paste and katombo fish or grilled mackerel or kambung fish. Besides the delicious taste, utakelo is believed to be rich in nutrients and vitamins. According to research, moringa leaves have complete nutrients. Eating utakelo is believed to give extra energy for daily activities. Utakelo is the favorite for breaking the fast in Palu City during the month of Ramadan. For those of you who are interested in tasting this food, you can easily find it in many food stalls typically Kaili tribe on the side of the road in Palu City, Central Sulawesi. Utakelo, complete with rice and side dishes, are sold at a price range between 15,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah, or around $1 to $1.30. People believe anyone eats utakelo will come back to visit Central Sulawesi, not only because you want to taste the delicious utakelo again, but apparently also because there is a myth in Kaili tribe that people from outside the tribe, those who eat this utakelo, will one day return, even live in their settlements. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Padamu namun kau milik sahabatku dilema hati ke andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia, bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa tak bisa kau salahkan. Ku cinta padamu namun kau milik sahabatku dilema hatiku. Andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia. Oh, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is agen perjalanan di hotel or travel agent at the hotel. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation entitled Kapan Jadwal Paket Wisata Dalam Kota Jakarta? Which means, what is the schedule of Jakarta City Tour? This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a travel agent. Dev comes to the travel agency's office at the hotel to ask about the schedule of the tour package within the city of Jakarta. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Jadwalnya setiap Sabtu dan Minggu, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, following is vocabulary related to today's material. Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means, what is the schedule of Jakarta City Tour? I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Kapan. Kapan, which means when. Jadwal. Jadwal, which means schedule. Paket wisata. Paket wisata, which means tour packages. Dalam kota Jakarta. Dalam kota Jakarta, which means in the city of Jakarta. Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means when or what is the schedule for tour packages within the city of Jakarta? In the conversation, you heard the phrase, kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means, when is the schedule for the tour packages within the city of Jakarta? In the sentence, there is the question word kapan. Kapan, which means when, to ask the time. If you want to ask about the time, you can use the question word kapan. Kapan, which means when. Then, followed by the word or expression of something you want to ask. For example, jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta. Jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta, which means the schedule of tour packages within the city of Jakarta. Other examples. Apart from kapan, kapan, which means when, in the context of the conversation between Dev Singh and the travel agent, to ask about the time, you can use the expression hari apa. Hari apa, which means what day. It is used to ask for a more specific time. Let's listen to some examples to ask the time. Hari apa, which means what day. Hari apa jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Hari apa jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means, what day is the schedule for the tour packages within the city of Jakarta? In informal daily conversations, Indonesians usually use the word hari, hari, which means day, before the name of the day. For example, hari Sabtu, which means Saturday, and hari Minggu, which means Sunday. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Jadwalnya setiap Sabtu dan Minggu, Pak.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic on agen perjalanan di hotel or travel agent at the hotel, and a conversation entitled Kapan Jadwal Paket Wisata Dalam Kota Jakarta? Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means when is the schedule for the tour packages within the city of Jakarta? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Thank you. Aku mengenal di kau tak cukup lama, separuh usiaku. Namun begitu banyak pelajaran yang aku terima. Kau membuatku mengerti hidup ini. Kita terlahir bagai selembar kertas putih. Tinggal kulukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni. Segala kebaikan takkan terhapus oleh kepahitan. Kulapangkan resah jiwa karena ku percaya kan berujung indah. Kau membuatku mengerti hidup ini. Kita terlahir bagai selembar kertas putih. Tinggal ku lukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni. 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 Kau membuatku mengerti hidup ini. Kita terlahir bagai selembar kertas putih. Tinggal kulukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Raja Perkasa by Ria Purnama and M. Nasir. The song was composed by M. Nasir. Its lyrics tell about a love story of a couple. They love each other and finally live happily. The song is one of the songs of Renggat, the capital city of Indragiri Hulu, Riau. Here is the Malay song entitled Raja Perkasa by Ria Purnama and M. Nasir. Enjoy the song.
Membawa putri yang jelita, impian berujung tirai, cahaya sang rembulan, cahaya sang rembulan.
Hati bahagia, rakit kulim, jadi teman setia, jalinan terbina karena sang bulan. Bahagia ini ku bawa berlayar.
Hati yang bahagia terlukis di dalam jiwa, gelombang badai mengantar tali rajut asmara. Raja perkasa membawa putri yang jelita, impian berujung tirai, cahaya sang rembulan, cahaya sang rembulan.
Hati bahagia, rakit kulim, jadi teman setia, jalinan terbina karena asmara. Duhai sang bulan, bahagia ini ku bawa berlayar.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.